A lot. Let's go back to the telephones. Leon in Foster City. Hi, Leon. No time, no, a long time no here. Welcome back, Man to Man in KCBS.
Welcome. I would first of all like to say that, Jerry, I hope that your program is on in the daytime. To be honest with you, 10 o'clock is a little late, and I think that if you had it on maybe every day in the morning, it would be fantastic.
Well, I'm willing if we can sell it to the to the fine management, my two bosses. Maybe you want to drop me a line about that, a letter, and we'd be happy to pursue it, Leon. It's good to hear from you again. It's been a while since you've called.
Well, one thing, you know, most TV talk shows, TV shows, radio shows, are all geared to women audiences. And for one thing, the reason men, the reason why men don't get out, because they're unaware. The guy that called a couple calls ago and said that he wasn't, that he thought it was everything was hunky-dory with them, is the thing is, it's unfortunate men have to wait till there's a fire lit under them or they're having a crisis.
Yeah.
I think if we discover this and empower ourselves in the way that women have networked, quote-unquote, we would be far better off, you know. I mean, who says, what's so great about a man's world if his life expectancy is 7 years less than a woman's, or if men only must pay for car insurance because the industry assumes that they're reckless, or if fewer divorced fathers get custody of their kids, or what's so great if it's a man's world, and, you know.
Yeah, you're raising a real good point. Let me ask Tony Diaguano about it, Leon. Do you find that guys often wait too long, mm-hmm. as Leon's saying, until they're really ready to explode because they're in a bind, a crisis that they don't know how to handle?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of guys don't know there's any problem until a crisis hits. And the two major crises I've seen that I deal with guys are in are, one, you're married, and for some reason the wife one day says, guess what, I'm leaving. And all of a sudden the strong, incredibly powerful male collapses.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what the heck he's feeling. He doesn't know where to turn to. He doesn't have any support system. He just collapses. He can't function anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen lots of guys go through this.
Collapse.
Yeah. Physically, emotionally,
yep.
and every
I
other
know.
Way.
I know.
Actually, the other part about this, though, is for some of these guys, it's a kind of waking up.
Yeah.
Because they realize that their relationship was built on very, very shaky ground, that there was a lot of false premises that they thought were real,
mm-hmm.
that they were based on. So in a certain way, if they handle it a certain way, they can actually grow from it.
Right.
But it's very, very scary.
Yeah.
And I also feel that women refuse to live up to their traditional expectations, they must also grant men the same liberty. This not only means that they should that men should be free from the sole burden of taking initiative, also means that they must no longer expect men to appear to be stronger, wiser, older, larger, braver, wealthier, handier, more prestigious, or, you know, any more athletic than them. So
some of that's hard because look at the list you just made. You know, you made a lot of positive attributes. And, like, just for instance, take the one of strength. You know, it's really hard for men to give up the image of being stronger than everybody because it's such a positive attribute.
Mm-hmm.
But by holding on to it in all situations and at any cost, it actually hurts us many times, physically and emotionally.
Leon, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate it, and hope you'll call again real soon and check in here on Man to Man. And